Hi, folks.
Hello.
Here we are.
Hello.
Great to be here. Great always, to be back.
Always a pleasure.
It's been so long.
I know.
It's been a minute.
Literally.
Literally been a minute.
Oh, man.
As I chug my bubbly sparkling water, which I don't know if I like this flavor.
I'm not a big fan of bubbly.
I think my Instacart person just... Hit
you with a replacement?
Yeah, gave me a replacement without...
Because Waterloo is superior.
Is it? All about the Food Lion berry flavor. This dog...
Is too much. How,
he's like snoring with his eyes open.
Oh, I know.
This is also the calmest I've ever seen Juno.
Yeah, she's burrowed
really?
Deep down.
She's a
snuggler. Once she calms down and gets over her initial excitement, she just wants to snug.
Hi.
She just wants to snug.
Your breath smells so bad.
She honestly, it's not even as bad as it's been. She hasn't eaten poop in like 2 days.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm so proud of her.
I think it's just by chance.
It works if you work it.
It works if you work it.
One day at a time.
Actually, you just reminded me that I ordered these treats from Chewy that I'm supposed to give her, and it's supposed to make her poop taste bad, which is the irony in that fucking
statement.
It doesn't already taste like shit.
Weird.
So I think they arrived today, so I'm going to have to try that out tonight.
Huh.
Got to keep us posted.
Yeah, I sure will.
We really need to be updated. On Juno's bowel habits.
Yeah. There's
Bae
name.
Has not had attention in
oh,
2 minutes.
Oh, Bae.
Yeah. She just woke up from a slumber.
She's so freaking
and she's like,
sweet.
Why are these people still here?
She's like, if you're going to be here, you have to pay the tax.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Loving on me. Which, by the way, this tail, I gave her a haircut, Courtney. And I failed so miserably. It's so bad.
Okay, so we won't talk about VPR this
episode.
I have a question for the class.
Yeah.
So, as you guys know, I was at the national sales conference for my company.
Sounds riveting.
Uh-huh. Riveting, right? But so, every
sad I missed
like
it.
Every executive had their own song that they walked up to stage on.
I do that.
Absolutely
so,
not.
Like, our... general manager for North America always came on stage to All I Do Is Win.
That's kind of
so
great.
They used it multiple times.
Multiple times throughout the entire week. So I need to know, what would your song be?
Wow. How are you going to throw that at me?
I really like that. I really like that song, that All I Do Is Win. Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing at the first thing that just popped into my head.
Oh, okay. We'll go.
All by myself.
No, Daddy.
No, it's supposed to be like pumping.
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm laughing, because that was literally the first thing that popped into my head. All by myself.
Now I'm just like picturing it in my head, like in a room full of like 300 people ready to hear about the latest innovation, and you just walk up stage. All by
oh my God, can you imagine?
Myself.
Honestly, I would do it.
Mine would be, okay, so they actually did this. I do this at my team meeting every year, and everybody that presents, which is my whole team, they pick a walk-up song, and it's like a team building thing. And I think I have the playlist somewhere, and there's some really funny shit in there. But mine, the first year, I learned about this at another summit that I was at, and I, of course, missed the deadline to give my song, so the person organizing picked up song for me. And it was like Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
Walk this way!
And I was like so fucking embarrassed and really regretted my decision not to do the assignment. But in the past, I have picked Roll With The Changes by REO Speedwagon.
Solid.
Or Step By Step, Whitney Houston.
I literally thought you were just going to say the Step By
Step
theme song.
Day by day.
Start over, different every day. People we know, problems we can get better the second time around. The fact that that still lives in here when that show hasn't been in syndication anywhere for like 25 years.
I don't even
years.
Think I really watched it much when it was on.
I was a TGIF girl.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Like glued to the fucking television. That is... Amazing.
I'm glad we had that moment together.
Yeah,
that was too.
So you guys are gonna die at mine. And mine is like so inappropriate. It would never actually happen. But the first thing that came to my head is Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Wait. That's a perfect answer.
Isn't it though?
I'm literally I Googled for some options and nothing is sticking with me. I think I would go with a Beyonce song, but like I don't know which one.
All the single ladies.
No, like 7-Eleven is my shit, and I would just like strut the shit out of that song. But I don't feel like it's fitting for this pretend situation.
Well, I'm trying to find the playlist from
working 9 to 5.
What a oh, that's a good one.
I don't know. I'm not a Dolly girl.
I feel like I need to have like a more appropriate selection than Limp Bizkit Break Stuff.
Honestly,
it's kind of perfect though, because I like have a, and my friend Val will die when I say this, I have a secret little angry white man inside of me.
You do, Courtney. You really do.
All right.
You really, really do.
Because like I've very much been in this like dad rock phase lately.
I love dad rock.
To the point that I'm already terrified to see what my Spotify Wrapped will look like, because the sheer amount of times just in the month of January that I have listened to Arms Wide Open and Higher by Creed.
No,
Higher by Creed! That would be why.
Oh my god, Courtney, that is not what I was thinking.
Honestly,
you were
what were you thinking I was gonna say?
I don't know. Like classic rock, like.
No, see, dad rock is very specifically rock from 1998 to 2005.
Can you take me higher?
See, I take offense to that because I'm not a dad.
Don't tell me you like that music.
Love.
Oh my god.
I consider it more of like.
It's called taste.
It is called taste, Stephanie.
No. It is.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I consider that like early 2000s. God. Like not grunge, but
that
like.
That reminds me of working at Applebee's.
No, 90s alternative, maybe?
Yeah, like late 90s alternative, like post grunge. Yeah. Like, and the thing is, I'm probably the biggest music snob in this room. And I will own that. And that time is, because it's a time and a place. I'm not saying Fred Durst is one of the great composers of all time. I'm not going to say that Scott Stapp was the greatest voice of a generation. No. But it's fun music.
It is
literally like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Really?
And
I could fuck with some Creed any day.
There's nothing quite like whipping down the back roads of Fuquay Varina. On a Thursday night, coming back from my mom's place, blasting Creed.
Holy shit.
It just feels
and
right.
It brings you back to a moment in time.
It really does. Because something about Fuquay Varina is like stuck in the 90s.
Was it a good time? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was.
I mean, it was the 90s. Everyone.
Well, it's not the 90s. I feel like that was the early 2000s.
Well, like the 90s and early 2000s like bleed together. I don't think the 2000s started until about 2006.
Good point.
Especially music-wise. There was a shift in, like, 05, 06.
Well, I have a whole theory that music died in 2005.
Oh, it did.
With auto-tune. Sorry, T-Pain. I know that Usher said that, and you went to a dark place after he did. But was he wrong?
Rap certainly died. Well, not all rap.
But all of pop transformed.
I agree.
Like, I think we're only just getting back to a pop resurgence.
Yeah.
With an Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
With Tate McRae. See, like, I'm young. I'm hip. I know things.
I don't know Tate McRae.
You are young and hip.
So you're younger and hipper
than me. Tate McRae's baller.
I also work with Gen Zs, which, like, I'm obsessed with one of them this week because, so at work, we're starting to be, like, more trendy and doing our organic social work on a more of a cycle. So I'm working with one of the girls. Like, she literally just graduated college in December.
That's bonkers.
And we sit down to talk.
Is the umbilical cord even cut yet?
Barely. And this girl is a walking meme. I'm talking classifier. She showed up to her interview with Hello Kitty headphones on.
Absolutely not.
You cannot be serious right now.
When I met her, she was dressed like Mrs. Frizzle.
I fucked with it so hard.
She had a button down that was like space theme, and she had
It's coming back.
Her hair was kind of frizzy. It's giving Shoshana in Girls when she was living in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Very, very much similar vibes. But so she sits me down. She's like, Courtney, I'm so excited to work with you. And she's like, I'm your biggest fan. Like, if you have one fan, it's me. And if you have no fans, I'm dead.
Oh.
Wait, I love her.
What?
I'm upset. Because the kids say that. It's a thing
they
say.
I didn't know they
said
that.
If you have one fan, it's me. And if you have no fans, I'm dead?
Yeah. Because the converse can be like, who's someone I really don't like, celebrity-wise? Ariana Grande. If she has one hater, it's me. If she has no haters, I'm dead. And like, it's a thing that the youth say.
I didn't know that they said that. It makes it less authentic and meaningful to me now that I know it's a thing.
I just thought it was really cute.
No, that's fucking adorable.
22-year-old was telling me that I'm cool.
Listen, I love it. I love it. My 17-year-old niece, I'm dying for her to tell me that I'm cool.
Wait, I had, she'll never, this was like a sentimental moment for me. Because you just mentioned niece. She's not my niece, but my cousin. So I'm the oldest on my mom's side. There's six of us. And just like how we're brought up, I take care of. Like when they were younger, I was always the babysitter. There's an age gap between us. Like I'm 6 years older than my sister. Then they're all around my sister's age. My cousin just graduated college in June. May, June. She's her first big time, big girl job. Mm-hmm. She's making more money than me. Living in Boston, living on her own for the first time, like, kind of. I'm in college. But she called me for Christmas. She, like, asked what I wanted for Christmas. And I was like, absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't do that. Like, if anything, I sent her money for her birthday and things like that. I'd never expect it from me. She goes, I was just going to Venmo you a few $100 because I have a job now. And you've paid for me my entire life.
That is so sweet.
Is that not the sweetest thing?
Doll baby.
I started like tearing up on the phone.
Oh my God.
I was like, and she's the youngest out of all of us. And like, she just wanted to like cut me a check for a few hundred dollars. She's like, but I knew you'd be so mad if I did it. And I was like,
what a sweet girl.
I love you so much, Alyssa. Anyway, I just need to share that story. I don't know why. I just thought of it. Isn't that so precious?
That is so wholesome. I love that.
But the thing is, she's not a wholesome person, which makes it even more wholesome. Like, she is a savage bitch and takes, she's like Katie from VPR. She just takes no shit from anyone.
Love a savage bitch.
And she said that, and I died. Anyway, that's my sentimental moment of the day.
Speaking of savage bitches, other funny moments from my sales conference.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, because I got to meet a bunch of people that I haven't ever met before. Mm-hmm. So I was introducing two of my coworkers. One was in Canada, one's in the U.S., but they do the same thing. And so I was like, oh, my God, this is blah, 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 blah. Like you're going to love her. And she goes, well, I paid Courtney to say that. And the guy goes, no, you didn't, because Courtney is the most forthcoming and honest person I know. She will not lie for anybody.
That is epic.
Like, if she will tell you the business, and I love that about her. Like, aww. She will ask all the hard questions. Like, she doesn't take shit from anyone. And I was like, I feel so seen right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like, I mean, I don't give a fuck. I am who I am.
Right.
But it's nice to know that it's appreciated.
That's amazing. Yeah. Especially when someone like that you work with, or someone that is like not super close to you, like pays you a, whether it's a compliment or just like acknowledges something about your personality that you know to be true, it feels really good.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I honestly feel like I was in the car with Katie, my best friend from Tampa, who was visiting. We were driving. We went to dinner on the Friday night, and we were leaving dinner. And as we were driving out of the parking lot, we saw this girl who was just dressed. She looked so sharp, like her shoes, a mini skirt, these like really cute tights. Like, she just looked flawless. And we both were like, damn, that girl's outfit is amazing. And I rolled down the window and I was like, your outfit is so fucking amazing. You look amazing.
You should have said your outfit is fire.
Slayed. Slayed.
Slay queen.
You slayed. And you Katie walk was just laughing. Girl. But I'm like, we need to do that more.
Yeah, I agree.
I gotta tell you, there is nothing that lights me up as much as getting a genuine compliment from a stranger. Because I know my friends have to say nice shit to me. And I know most of the time that they're being genuine, and like probably 10-15% of the time they're not. But like, when you get a compliment from a stranger,
it means
they
something.
Didn't need to do that.
Right.
No, it means a lot. But I will say, from a friend, it does, because like let me tell you, Sean, the fact that you saw my picture on Instagram of me in that dress with my bow and blew up my Instagram messages and then FaceTimed me in the middle of the
banquet. Yeah, we were pissed.
Just to tell me how good I looked.
You didn't answer that call.
I couldn't.
I know, but still.
I love to pump up my friends. And I actually do mean every compliment that I give. Like, I just won't give a compliment if I don't like something. But sometimes I feel like I do it too much. I'm just a very, visual person. So I'm always, looking at people's hair or what they're wearing and, notice it. So I'm just your hair looks amazing, or I love your this. And sometimes I'll even, interrupt someone because I have that thought and I feel like I need to say it immediately. And it can be very distracting and disruptive. However, I just feel like, I don't know. I don't believe in holding back a compliment.
And I love that about you.
I do love that about you as much as I hate that about you. Because we've had this discussion a million times. I do not do well with compliments. I don't believe them. I think you're just lying to me to be nice. And
so not true.
It's just how I feel. I don't understand. I know that it's not logical. But I think I've gotten better when you give me compliments.
You have gotten better. Yes.
I've been okay, I see that. But tone it down. You don't need to tell me again.
Yeah, right.
Say it once.
Courtney's wait, what was that?
Can you
tell me more?
And I'm like, hello, could you please pay me a compliment? Thank you. I'm like, please pay me another compliment.
I mean, I will say I don't always like to be perceived, but when I put the effort into being perceived, I want to be perceived.
Yeah.
I told you, I think I stared at that picture of you for 20 minutes collectively. You just looked, we need to post that picture on the Instagram.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It's infamous. So good.
I think also the color of your dress.
Your dress. Yeah. You looked so soft and glam at the same time. Your bow. You looked like you were going to the fucking Oscars.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, I was so insecure about it because I was it's the middle of January. Is this color? That's what I said. But everyone was in navy blue and black and shit.
They're boring.
And I had this whole back and forth because I had actually gotten something else to wear that night. I had gotten a navy blue jumpsuit, but I was just kind of feeling I didn't want to have my arms out, and so I was being all insecure, but I didn't want to be in the insecurity cardigan. We've all been there, you know.
Right. Jupiter, you scared the shit out of me.
Jupiter just lunged
at Stephanie. But then I forgot I had bought that dress for an event in 2020. It was supposed to be in April.
Oh my God.
2020. And I hadn't
had that event. Didn't happen.
It sure didn't.
Well, you know what's great? We're repeating 2020 and 2024.
We're doing it better.
How fitting that you wore that dress this year.
It worked out perfectly.
Oh my God, it was epic.
That was...
Stephanie, by the way, just bought... Sorry, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Just bought an outfit for Tulum.
I can't even look at her when she does
She just bought an outfit for Tulum, and she FaceTimed me last night, and I was at dinner with all my coworkers, and I answered it, and it's Stephanie just standing in the frame in this... fire fucking two-piece set that is leopard print, and it's a kimono sleeve and v-neck, and then a kind of a high-waisted long skirt, all the same print. She looks like a fucking jungle goddess coming to ravage me from her
eyes. Okay, but here's the thing.
Jane of the Jungle.
It makes it sound like I FaceTime. This is how I'm because that I FaceTimed you for a compliment, and I genuinely...
No, you didn't. I know. Showing me.
The first thing I said was is this too much?
Oh my God, not even a little bit. No.
I was calling to be is this okay?
You were calling to be is this okay? And I was blinded by your fire energy. It looks so good.
Well, I'm wearing it.
I can't wait to see pics.
I know. I'm so bummed you're not going to be there. God damn it to hell.
Courtney, let me just tell you... the personality that I'm going to put on while I'm in Tulum, you don't want to be there.
Mexico is a totally different Stephanie.
You are going to be, you would be so sick of me. You would drown me in the pool.
No.
I think never. I would love every minute of it.
I don't know. Everything. I already told her friend.
You know what we need to do?
What?
Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
We need to do a on location podcast, and we need to go on a trip, three of us, and pod from afar.
Let's do it. Where do you want to go?
I'm so down.
Nashville.
Nashville.
Charleston.
We can get an Airbnb.
You're getting real crazy. I was
Tahoe.
Thinking the beach.
Or we go to the beach. Shit.
Yeah, no, we could go to Carolina Beach, or we could go to Asheville. I haven't been to Asheville in a minute.
Love Asheville.
Or we could go Boone. To Charlottesville, Virginia. Like, the options are endless. There's a plenty of things within a 4-hour drive, because, like, that's my driving radius.
Yeah, yeah. I love Carolina Beach. The dogs can go on the beach this time of year. All right, let's throw this in the group chat and then plan. What do the kids say these days? Like, when the group chat.
Oh, when the trip leaves the group chat.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to set up. What does that mean? It didn't
like
work.
Like, you're planning, because, like, you know how, like, you talk about a trip in a group chat, but, like, it's like questionable of whether or not the group trip will actually happen.
Yeah.
But this trip is gonna leave the group chat. I think we should also find out, like, when they're going to start filming The Summer I Turn Pretty again.
Oh, my God,
film in Wilmington.
You're right.
I'm going to go stalk the cast.
Okay, so I have to still watch that show.
Yes, you do.
You absolutely have to watch
that
show.
What is it on?
Oh, Amazon. My God,
okay.
It's so
good. I could
do
Amazon. I've officially am done with Netflix. I got kicked off again, my mother's Netflix account. And, like, I could totally just, like, say, hey, I'm traveling, and have her text me the code. But, like, I don't want to have to do that every 3 weeks.
Right.
So I'm just giving up on Netflix. And also, while I had it, nothing was really catching my eye.
I was saying, to be honest, like, the only read thing I watch on Netflix right now is Suits, only because I don't pay for
Peacock.
But I don't pay for the Peacock plan without commercials.
I do.
See, that's like,
I don't know.
Because I pay so much for streaming, because I literally have Hulu, Paramount Plus, Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Max. Wow Presents for Drag Race. Right. I like literally have every street. So, like, I have to, like,
you got to draw the line
somewhere. So I'm watching Peacock with commercials.
With commercials. I'm surprised. I'm surprised Bravo was the one you chose to sacrifice on.
Well, so for a long time, I didn't have commercial. I had the commercial plan on Paramount Plus too, because back when Shithead Bride and I were watching the challenge together, it was on. On Paramount Plus, and we would get into literal screaming matches about my refusal to not get the plan without commercials. And I was like, it's like $5 more a month. He's like, you make the money. Don't talk. And I'm like, don't talk to me about how to spend my money.
Ryan, of all people, is telling you that you have the money to pay for the platform that he's watching this stupid show on, so he doesn't have to get commercials.
Yep.
I hate that guy.
And
are you happy now?
I'm going to remind you, Sean, of, you probably remember because of the sweatshirt, but, and Stephanie, you'll get a kick out of the story.
Oh, my God.
So this guy was an absolute psychopath, and everyone knew it but me, because I was getting attention.
Yeah.
And I loved every bit of it. And so one day, Sean and I are talking, and she goes, what is it about him? And without skipping a beat, I say, it's like driving a new Maserati down a dead-end street. And I didn't know how right I was.
Holy shit, we just started laughing so hard. And then for her birthday that year, I got her a custom hoodie that said, driving a new Maserati down a dead-end street.
Yep. But yeah, but I didn't know how right I was. But then I realized something. It's like, because I'm in therapy, as we all should be.
Amen.
Snaps.
And, like, I'm working on, like, what is, like, my perfect partner? What is it that I'm looking for? And I realize that I'm still stuck in that 20-year-old phase of, like, being attracted to danger.
Ooh.
But, like, rather than, like, going after the guy who, like, drives with no hands, it's like, I like them emotionally damaged.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Give me some emotional danger.
Give me some mild emotional abuse and some manipulation.
It's like, if you can make me feel safe and unsafe at the same time, I am all in.
Signs are coming off.
Up.
Someone's at my front door. I'm just going to tell him to leave it.
Okay. I need to eat, like, right now, though.
Me too.
Okay.
But I don't want to answer the door, because then the dogs are going to go crazy.
Word. I think I just told him to drop it off.
Oh, well, he rang my doorbell.
He did?
Taco Bell break.
Okay.
It'll get all of us.
I think so.
All right.
Just keep an eye on the thing.
That is a great mic. Well, it is time.
It is time.
It is the moment that we've all been waiting for. It's time to talk about the story of the package. Stephanie was present for this event. Courtney has never heard this story before. We have the full range. It happened to me. So we have a full range of experience represented here at this podcast table.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at the red table.
The red table talk? This is package table talk. So I am just minding my business on a regular Tuesday. My Nigerian prince is going to be rolling into town later that night. So Stephanie comes over to pick up the dogs. Which, by the way, can you watch them the 3 days before we go to Tulum?
Yeah, I'll put them on my calendar.
Anyway, Stephanie comes over, and then, of course, I had just, like, developed... I don't think I've even told you that I literally had an adverse reaction to this medication.
Briefly.
And I'm still dealing with it. But anyway, Stephanie came over. She was so sweet. She, like, cleaned the house, brought me over 6 pints of Ben and Jerry's, like, put them all in my freezer, like, was organizing shit, put my Amazon Alexa together. Like, she just, like, helped, like, cleaned up my life on
Did
that day.
Much.
No. It was actually me. That's what I need. So anyway, Stephanie's over. And I believe you walked in and said, I brought this package in for you. Because there was a package on my front doorstep. Mm-hmm. So, Stephanie brings in the package. And upon further inspection, the package is indeed addressed to my home address. But it is addressed to somebody named... Hold on a moment. Mm-hmm. Which is no known relative of mine. Nor is it another an alias.
Right.
Or the previous homeowner. Right. Because I know the previous homeowner is my name. So, you know, we have a moment where it's like, well, what to do? Stephanie was like, I bet this is something from the Nigerian prince. Like, you need to open it. Because my Nigerian prince does tend to send me things in the mail. Stephanie's like, you need to open this package. It could be for you. Maybe it was a mistaken name. And I'm like, all right, fine. Fuck it. I open the package. First thing I see... is a bottle of KY jelly. Okay?
Shut the fuck up.
Bitch, strap in. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, sounds like that's what the KY jelly is for.
So.
Just wait.
And I'm like, Stephanie, there's a bottle of KY jelly in here. So then it only lends more credibility to the theory that this may have come from my Nigerian prince.
Correct.
Because he tends to send me sexy things in the mail.
Correct.
So. You know, I keep opening. And the next thing I see is a box with an electronical device in it. And it only has the faint outline of that, like a sketch of the device. And it looks like one of those Furbo dog cameras that spits treats out into the middle of the room. So I was a little confused by that. And I'm like, well, maybe someone's just like grouping their Amazon order together. But that really wouldn't make sense for my Nigerian prince to send me a dog camera.
Well,
so.
I mean, maybe he wanted to log in.
Well, that could be. Okay. Well, that's not a bad idea, actually. I'll parking lot that. But anyway, so. You know, a lot of times when you order something on Amazon, like it doesn't say right on the box what it is. But if you turn it around, there's a little sticker on the back. I unfortunately don't have a picture of the sticker, but we quickly realized from the language on the sticker that it included the words masturbator, male masturbator, blowjob machine, literally the words blowjob machine. And it dawned on me and Stephanie that this was a pussy pocket, a fleshlight. Okay. And so we're like, okay. Well, I guess I know what the fucking KY jelly is for now. So there is now a pussy pocket and a bottle of KY jelly. Now, I had told the Nigerian prince that I might be out of commission for sex the first night. So there was still some credibility to the theory that maybe he was, like, covering his bases for night one. But I knew deep in my heart that that was unlikely. Stephanie was convinced, but I knew, nope, he does not roll like that. So we're like, all right. So there's one more item. And the last item is a keychain. And on the back it says, bereavement keychain. And it is a keychain with a cardinal on it that says, I'm always with you. Okay. You might be asking yourself, what a weird melange of items. We then connect the dot. Well, let me continue. Thank fucking God there are three notes in this box. You know when you send someone something, a gift to someone on Amazon? This was a gift. This was not just a personal order. So there were three gift notes in this package. The first one said, enjoy your gift. Fair enough. The second one said, I love you, baby. From now we have a name. So we know it's not from my mans. The last and final gift note says,
I'm so scared.
The last and final gift note says, enjoy mama's pleasure.
Oh my God.
Enjoy mama's pleasure. So we have a bottle of KY. We've got a pussy pocket. We've got a keychain saying, think of me always. And a note that says, enjoy mama's pleasure. I love you, baby. So, got a real fucking package in the mail. And he actually never got it. And put a lot of thought into this package. Stephanie immediately goes to work, fucking gets on Amazon, uses the QR code to send a fucking thank you note to this fucking woman.
Three thank you notes
saying, thank you for the thoughtful gift, but I think you got the wrong address. Then she proceeds to go to my community Facebook group and post and say, I think we got someone's package, and like post the name and the picture of it. Before I even have a chance to like think about it. So, I'm like, well, what the fuck? What can I do? We contacted, I certainly don't have a use for a fucking pocket pussy. So, you know, I feel like we did everything we could to return the pocket pussy to its rightful fucking owner or sender. So, the next day, my neighbor, Sarah, is outside putting shit in her trash cans, and a man approaches her and is like, hey, does someone here have my package? Or do you live here? And pointed to my house. Thank fucking God I wasn't home. And Sarah was like, I don't live there, but yeah, I think they have your package. And he was like, all right. And they like talk. She said he was literally a clone of the man like from The Lovely Bones. Okay? Like, but here's the thing. He was an old white guy. And I'm sorry, like, the odds of an old white guy to be named something Lampar, whatever the name was, like, odds are not high. Possible, not probable. So we're like, okay, this is getting weirder and weirder. This motherfucker comes back again later that day and knocks on Sarah's door, my neighbor. She catches him on the Ring camera, so I have a fucking video of him. She sent it to me. And this time, the first time she saw him, he was like in pajamas. At least this time he was dressed. But let me tell you something right now. If I was supposed to get a fucking pussy pocket in the mail, you know what I wouldn't be doing? And someone got the package. You know what I wouldn't be doing? Banging their fucking door down, like, looking for that pussy pocket like my life depended on it. Like, Jesus Christ. And the best part is that Stephanie, when she saw him the first time, was like,
Sarah.
Oh, shit, Sarah. God. Is that when Sarah saw him the first time and she was like, oh, did you see the Facebook post? He was like, no, what Facebook post? So he didn't even see the Facebook post. I probably was like,
Yo, did you get the fucking pussy pocket I sent you? Because someone sent me a thank you note, and I don't think it was you. And he was probably like, shit, no, what address did you send it to? And she told him the address, and then he, like, promptly, within 2 hours, was, like, knocking on our doors. Okay? So this man, no fucking shame. Zero shame. Just, like, hammering us for his pussy pocket and his KY jelly. And the fucking keychain. The story takes more turns. So we find out where he lives. He lives literally across the street. You could, like, shine a laser from my top room window into his house, okay? He lives at, I'm not going to say the address, but yeah. He lives right across the street.
One number off.
Yeah, like right across the street.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. First of all, this package has been very clearly opened, okay? Like, the label is cut down the middle. So I say to Stephanie, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to knock on this fucking guy's door. This is creepy as shit. I don't want him to know who I am, and I don't want him to know that I opened his fucking package. So she's like, I'll get Evan to drop it off, her boyfriend. Okay?
Sarah. You said that to Sarah.
What is going on?
Well, I'm getting confused because I'm like, did we have that
conversation? I think it's S name, and you're looking at Stephanie.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm staring. I'm literally staring into Stephanie's beautiful brown eyes. Okay. So Sarah's boyfriend's name is Evan, and she was like, I'll make Evan do it. Meanwhile, Evan is a fucking saint. He fixes everything that breaks in my house or Sarah's house. He, like, basically lives there half the time. He cooks for us, like, and now we're making him return a pussy pocket to our neighbor across the street that he had nothing to fucking do with, and he accepts the job. So Sarah and I, like, jerry-rig, retape this package back together, which is, like, so very clearly already been opened. And Evan has the fucking balls to walk in across the street. And Sarah took a video of him the entire time in case he got, like, snatched and pulled inside and murdered. So he walks across the street and he's like, oh, I'm going to ring the doorbell and try and talk to him and investigate, figure out what's going on. So he goes across the street, rings the doorbell, and waits for this guy to answer, but he never answers. So Evan just leaves the package, which honestly is probably in everyone's best interest. So Evan, apparently a couple days later, we never heard again from this guy, thankfully. That is the outcome that I wanted. So I guess Evan's out walking the dogs, and he sends this text to Sarah. This was like a few days later. Oh yeah, I met the Indian masturbator this morning. He had just backed out of his driveway, the car, not the SUV. He rolled his window down and said something about always seeing the dogs in the window and then dropped some Hindu quote on me about lions and tigers, and I cluelessly smiled and laughed, and then we went our separate ways. So there is an Indian masturbator that lives with the creepy Lovely Bones guy. And apparently their bond is so tight that the white guy is willing to take the fucking fall. Seems like a nice guy. The Lovely Bones guy does not seem like a nice guy, but I'm glad to know.
He did his friend a solid, though.
He did his friend a favor, so, I mean. Respect. And was, you know, persistent about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the story of the package. It's no longer in my possession, and I've told anyone who will listen about it.
You know, I gotta say, it's the keychain for me.
It is the keychain for me, too. It's the keychain of it all. Fucking done fucked up with that keychain. Like, she killed the fucking vibe.
Yeah.
With the bereavement keychain with a cardinal on it, of all things. Listen.
I'm rooting for that.
I'm rooting for that, too!
Long distance is
you gotta make it work! And they're making it work.
And I love that for them.
Honestly, I do, too.
Respect.
I'm always with you.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And, like, of course that package arrives at my fucking house.
Of course.
Because this is the kind of shit that happens to me on a regular basis. Whew!
Well.
There it is. Okay. Well, we gotta do texts.
Text from my Nigerian prince.
Boop, 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 boop. So, we were talking about, like, what we like in bed, and it was, like, PG-13, right? He's referring to a FaceTime that we had. Last night, after you left, I was thinking about you and creating many romantic imaginations of you. I could not count how many times I wet myself just having your thoughts.
Absolutely not.
And that is all.
My
for this week's episode.
Sean, oh my god.
Holy fucking shit, bro. I swear to God. And I read, I remember.
There's more?
No, there's not more.
She picked up her phone like she was going to read
no,
more.
No, there's not more. I'm just saying, like, I remember reading that and being like, do you know what you're saying? Like, you don't know what you're saying. Last night after you left, I was thinking about you and creating many romantic imaginations of you, which in and of itself is, like, epic. I could not count how many times I wet myself just having your thought. So I'm like, what do you mean? And I was just like,
Bay is going to tweet it.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, me too. Holy fucking shit. And he goes, I love it when the feeling is mutual.
Stop it. I can't.
Oh my god, but I fucking love it. It kills me. Because here's the thing you guys have to understand.
I just need you guys to know, me and Courtney are both on our feet, pacing around.
Here's the thing you guys need to understand. This man has more fucking swag. Like, he... Which is why this is so funny and it's not a turnoff, because he has so much fucking big dick energy, swag, confidence. Like, he's so hot. So like, this doesn't, like, yeah, normally that would be enough to send me left down a back road and never come back. But, like, it just doesn't even bother me because it's so fucking funny.
Now, so his Tinder bio would be big dick, broken English.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Big dick, broken English.
Oh, I love him.
Oh my god, so good. Anyway, really, really brought it out for y'all tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
All right, well, bye.